This is KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Cheryl Snyder. KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlaneidee and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices and the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunoshtish for your patience as we learn. Our first guest on the program today is Kimberly Vaughn, the observation program leader from the Juneau Office of the National Weather Service. Kimberly, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon.
So it has been a very, very wet few days. What's going on?
Well, we have this, you know, usually I think of Hawaii and it makes you happy when you live in Alaska. But unfortunately, this atmospheric river that originated down in the tropics basically has come up and is just bringing in a deluge of rain to the area and snow in some higher elevations. And it's just bombarded us because we also, it's not only do you have this atmospheric river that's coming up, but you have these strong winds with it. And with those strong winds, it's like slamming it into our mountains, which when it does that, that actually helps wring out that precipitation. And so it's just a bad combination for a lot of rain.
So how widespread is this storm? How much of Southeast is being impacted?
At one time or another, almost all of Southeast, the Panhandle was affected. Yakutat probably less than most. Certainly Hyder, Ketchikan area, less than most for precipitation values. But Ketchikan also saw a lot of rain, and Hyder didn't go unscathed. There's actually blocked road for a time there that was actually their only access out of Hyder. Was blocked for a time as well due to a mudslide. So,
yeah, and we've seen some in the Juneau area as well and some flooding happening. I saw the forecast called for a total of 10 inches falling during this storm. Do you have some updated numbers on how we're doing towards that 10 inches? Have we hit that mark yet? Or how much rain has actually fallen?
Well, on the 1st of December, so as of midnight last night, Juneau Airport had gotten 4.93 inches of rainfall, and that actually is a record for the day and the all-time record, which was broken, had previously been set October 10th of 1946 of 4.62 inches. So that's actually the most rain we've ever gotten. You know, we broke the record that was set before we even became a state.
Wow. So, you know, clearly record-setting rains the last few days, but how typical is it to get heavier rainfall at this time of year? Is that typical?
I wouldn't say typical, but I mean, this is our more wet season. I mean, the daily record was 1.44 inches, which is still a lot. But so the daily record, you know, just shows that we really shouldn't be getting, you know, up around 4 inches. But we did. And Juneau Airport was actually the wettest that we have recorded right now for December 1st. There's other places that got almost twice as much as that. Rainfall down at Little Port Walter, they actually received just over 8 inches in a 24-hour period.
Wow, that's a huge amount of rainfall. So looking at the forecast, I see 100% chance of rain tonight, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Is this a continuation of the same storm front, or is this just different storms coming through?
The thing with this atmospheric river is it just doesn't pass through. It's kind of elongated and it takes a while for it to kind of get out of the area. But yeah, we're just The forecast definitely has rain for the next 7 days. And the good news is rain rates, as far as how heavy the rain is going to fall, are coming down significantly for tonight and going into the, you know, for the rest of the week and weekend.
Okay, so still wet, but not quite as wet as it has been.
Yeah, more of the typical Juneau wet that we're all used to.
Mm-hmm. And I did see next week, it looks like it's going to get colder. We can expect some of this wet to turn to snow. Does that sound right?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, for all those people that like the snow, it's trending more from wet to white. So we'll stay tuned to see how that pans out.
Okay, great. And are you able to speak to any of the current flood warnings that are in effect right now?
Yeah, let's see here. We basically have been having, I was actually looking at the Haines and Skagway area, which has been, they've been affected as well by mudslides as well. And with that, I mean, we went out and actually we go out and check, basically a storm survey. And to see what kind of water levels we got in some of the areas that did flood, which, of course, Jordan Creek is prone to flooding. And that caused some road closures down on the Old Glacier Highway down there by the Wells Fargo and, the mudslides up by the above Twin Lakes over by the playground. Were some of the areas well hit. There was definitely in Schweitzer over by the, for some old timers, the old MAPCO or Kmart area. And there's roads that are being undercut and washed out. And so just with that, remember with standing water there, you may think it's only 2 inches normally, but it could be washed out and it could be much deeper. So it's not safe to drive through standing water.
Yeah. And if people are interested in seeing some images of the flooded areas that you're talking about, we have some posted on our website. And you can also check out our social media accounts where you can see some of those images. Rasha McChesney was out earlier today and taking some photos. Kimberly, is there anything else you'd like to share that we should know about weather this week or going into December?
I just think that just stay tuned to the forecast. Weather.gov/Juneau will give you the latest and greatest forecast. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But going to our website is honestly the best and quickest way to get the latest forecast. That's our first priority, and then social media follows after that. So check out our website so you can get specifics and. If you have any questions, just reach out to us via the social media and ask your questions.
All right. Terrific. Well, Kimberly Vaughn of the National Weather Service, thank you so much for joining us today and stay dry.
Thank you. You too.